Good morning. You may be seated. Love seeing our students up here worshiping. Man, that's fantastic. I love seeing anybody worship, but especially our students. I pray we as older folk would never allow them to set the pace. And yet many times the youth in our church, they do. And yet we should be the example to them. We should be setting our worship example to them. That really is should, as I watch them worship this morning, and as I see us as adults, many of us sitting there, and I know you worship in your own way, but some just, I wonder, are you really celebrating the presence of God today? And we as adults should be setting the pace for them. But I appreciate our students. Appreciate camp. You better all be going to camp. You better not be here on that Sunday, or you're in big time trouble from me. So camp, and again, those of you who help support students who go, even though you may not have a student, it just immensely helps the camp costs. I'm going to deviate today a little bit from our recipe for life. And what's the recipe? The events of this past week have just kind of been forefront in many of our minds. It's been forefront in much of what we talk about, what we post about. Many of you have contacted me about what you want to know what I think. And some sense of what I think really doesn't matter. Some of you need to learn as well. This sounds harsh, but some of what you think really doesn't matter. Same as me. So I want to give you some of the tenets that as I meditated, as I massaged this last week, as I marinated, as we talked about the recipe, I want to give you some of my thoughts. And I realize that in this situation, it's a difficult situation. I wrote, and I'm going to read pretty much to the script of what I wrote. And so as I get through with this, there won't be too much debate as to what I believe as the pastor. I try to keep it to that. Do I have personal thoughts? Yes, I do. Are really not important. But let me give you some of the tenets that I wrote down, just in a bigger picture as well as an individual picture. I personally, and you've heard me preach this, will never accept the current thought that if you disagree with someone, you cannot value them and you cannot love them. That is the very nature of Jesus, that we love regardless of their view of him and of some of the things that surround Christianity or religion. I hate that tenet. And yet in our society today, there seems to be a pull that if I disagree with you, or you disagree with me, or we disagree, that therefore there is a personal value statement. I do not like that, and I refuse to accept it. The Bible is my standard for life and practice. Yes, even though I fail, as we all do. This is not to me about constitutional rights. It's about biblical obedience. There may be many areas where a court has made it legal, but it does not make it biblical. Don't be surprised. The Bible tells us that this all will happen. As Christ's returns get closer, the Bible says each will do what is right in his own eyes. Truth will be whatever you want it to be. Our rebellious nature doesn't like the thought of absolute truth. We can't see God acting or responding any differently than how we want him to act or respond. Now, the tragedy of this ruling, the tragedy of it isn't that it has not only polarized America, it has divided the so-called church. Yet as I thought that and I wrote that, I realized it's not a tragedy at all. At all. For in dividing the church, it will define the church. It will define his church. Some of you are in despair. The texts and the emails, don't be. Do not be in despair. The last chapter has already been written. Christianity, as I've said previously, long before this, Christianity is under attack. Persecution is to be expected for standing for biblical principles. Many pundits have speculated what this means and what will happen next. I don't know. And I won't take part in that speculation. Many have shared their opinions with me and in social media, their interpretation. Social media is abuzz with comments. Let me give you a couple of my comments. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. God's word says, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Lest you think that that was old-fashioned in Genesis when God said that, it was reinstituted and defined once again in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 to 6. "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made for male and female and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate.'" God defined marriage. He and he alone is the chief justice of the Supreme Court. Christ used the relationship of marriage outside of this. Christ used the relationship of marriage in many illustrations of the word. Perhaps the greatest is in Ephesians chapter 5, where the husband and wife relationship spelled out is used to describe the relationship of Christ to his church, this body. Now, I'm well aware that some here do not agree with me. As I prayed early this morning, as I texted one of my mentors, my heart was heavy. Not because of this ruling, but even in this church it will be division and cause division. And I don't want to hurt anybody. But guess what? You don't have to agree with me. But I want you to know this. I loved you before this ruling, and I love you now. Not loving you only out of commandment by saying God commanded that we are to love one another, but out of commitment. My commitment to loving as Jesus loves. We are to love one another. Though many say this, it is a lie. You must understand that we are not all equal in circumstance. But we are told to live in the unity of the Spirit and in faith of God. I mentioned some in the room are in despair, while others are celebrating. I realize some are celebrating a ruling made by a human court. Others celebrating the win of a sports team. A son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, kids game. Some are celebrating today. You may be celebrating the big sale, the made great deal that was made. Some are celebrating birth. Some are celebrating the weekend off. Some are celebrating looking forward to July 4th. Pro or con of this ruling? I wonder how many of us celebrated on our social media, in our sphere of influence, or in those around us, that we celebrated Jesus in the same way. And that we celebrated the opportunity to be in His presence, as Pastor Paul started this morning, to celebrate His presence. Did we put it on Facebook? Did we splash it with color? Did we ask those to celebrate with us and to join with us? As I thought about this, I was drawn back to the one thing that we are commanded to celebrate. The ordinance that Christ left for us. His church, His body. What are we to celebrate? So in the midst of some, even in our church, that this will cause division, it should not. It will have the role of differing opinions. That's okay. I want to change our focus now for just a moment. I want you to take the elephant out of the room and be at peace. And the greatest way to do that is we are to celebrate the very essence of why we are here. We are to celebrate the Lord's death, what He has done for us on that cross. We are to celebrate the Lord's return, the hope, the assurance that we have in this. This is what should unite us today. This is what should unite His church, the gospel. And today, beyond celebrating a ruling or being in despair because of one, we should be celebrating what Jesus has done for us and in us and through us. And expect that the world will never understand or appreciate what God is and what He is doing in our lives. Would you pray with me, please? Father, I pray that in our lives today, You will open the eyes of our heart, not to see a worldview, not to see anything but You. May we trust Your word. May we believe Your word. May we take Your word as the biblical truth, the standard, the absolute. So, Father, I pray most of all that in this body, what brings us here is the foot of the cross. God, I know there are people who will not agree with me as the pastor. But I pray we'll never separate the relationship that we are to have with each other and that we are to show the world. God, it is not natural to be able to do that. It is supernatural. It's only through Your grace. So may we celebrate today what You've done in our lives, what You're doing in our lives. As we celebrate communion, the ordinance You've left, to celebrate, to have a party, to realize this will not happen again with You until You return. And that, God, it seems as that return is imminent. We look forward to it. We're told to look forward to it every day. So, God, let us unify tonight, this morning. Let us unify in Your spirit, one faith, one Lord. And live in harmony in those other areas. For it's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.